left home this morning, it was minus 6 degrees, and closer I got to church, the colder it got. It was minus 8 when I got here. So you guys are crazy for coming out. But I'm glad to see you here. And I said at the first service, I'll ask here, does anybody know at what temperature is it too dangerous to go out? I seriously don't know. I mean, unless there were snow and ice, we would never cancel church. But should we, if it gets to be, I don't know, minus 30 or, I have no idea, scientifically speaking, what's too cold. So if you know, you let me know. I'd rather not give people an excuse or a reason to come out if it were that dangerous. We probably never have to deal with that, but just in case. So it's good to be here in God's house where it is warm and where we can praise the Lord and rejoice. Today we have Unhanging of the Greens. Not everybody's favorite ministry, but after this service, we'll be putting away what we put up. And another phase of the church year will begin. And also, the last Sunday of this month, we're going to have our talent show. We had it last year. So we're going to have a talent show at 6 p.m., the last Sunday of the month. We'll have some light refreshments afterwards. So if you play an instrument, if you sing, tell jokes, read poetry, you want to do a little drama, do some kind of dance, juggle, whatever. Invite your friends, your neighbors, your family, put together a little skit, whatever you want to do. Come on out and do it that night at 6 o'clock. It's not a church service, okay? It is a talent show. And we had fun last year, and we giggled and laughed with each other. So we'll do that again this year, last Sunday of the month. All right, there'll be some other announcements for you to hear in a minute. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather together here on sacred and holy ground to worship you and to praise you. Not everybody gets to be indoors where it's warm to worship you, and yet they still do it. Well, God, we're here to thank you, to lift high the name of Jesus. We want to become more like Christ. We gather together in this place, God, to be anointed by your Holy Spirit. Show us the way to go. Teach us the right thing to do. And God, fill us all with love for one another, and fill us especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. I offer a warm welcome to all in attendance, and especially any visitors. Do we have any visitors today? No visitors? Well, if you are a visitor, I'm looking, and I don't see any new faces, but my apologies if you are a visitor. And if you want information about our church, please see the pastor today, myself, Diane, any of the ushers. They can give you a packet of information about our church. A reminder to all in attendance this morning, please sign the registration page that's in the red folder located at the end of your pew. Please sign it and then pass it to others, bringing it back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in those red folders. Complete that card, put it in the clear holder at the end of your pew, and the ushers will bring it forward to Pastor Bruce. Our memory verse, we're in a new year. We are in the month of January. Our memory verse for January is located on the first page, top center of your bulletin. Join me now, and let's recite it twice through. John 14:19. Because I live, you also will live. John 14:19. Because I live, you also will live. I will highlight a few of the announcements in our bulletin, but first I would ask that Diane Runser join at the podium.
As the pastor said, today is the taking down of decorations. Now, I was really positive. We had about 30 people here to hang the greens. So I put 30 spaces on, and there's only been 10 filled in, so the rest of you get the other 20. Deal? That sounds good for me. Anyway, if you were here to do one of the stations, I'd really ask that you stick around, and because you know where you put stuff, and you know where it goes. So if you can stay and help, that would be greatly appreciated. Now, if you come back to church next week and it's all still up, well, you can figure that out. And now that it's after Christmas and I see a few of the appropriate faces out there in the congregation, it's time to start thinking about Last Supper. So I'm looking at some of the disciples, and if to let me know, make sure that you're still able to do it this year. And if there are any of you gentlemen who are new to the congregation and you would like to take part in this brotherhood, if you would see me, we can always find something for you to do. We're also going to need people behind the scenes helping with set and costumes and assorted other things. So there'll be more about that coming up later, but gentlemen, I need to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Several announcements. The Finance Committee, specifically from Debbie, has asked to announce that they are sponsoring, once again, their annual fruit sale. That's ruby red grapefruit and navel oranges are available. Orders are taken through next Sunday, January 14th, so you have today through this week only to order the delicious citrus fruits. There are order forms in your bulletin. They're also on the table in the narthex, and I did see some on the office desk as well. There's specific details in the bulletin. However, if you have questions, please contact Debbie. Also, Mike, who is president of our United Methodist Men, has asked me to announce that there is a men's work day this Tuesday. That's January 9th at 9 a.m., meeting here at the church. The men do a wonderful job in doing many, many, many jobs around the church that that offer improvement. So thank you, Mike and your work team, for your work. Also, the quilting class that was scheduled for this Wednesday, January 10th, is canceled. So any quilters out there, there will be no quilting class. And just a final thank you. Today is Epiphany Sunday, celebration of lights. That is the love and light of Christ shining through each of us. So if you did bring a grocery item for the food bank, thank you. But I would imagine if you forgot it today, certainly please bring it tomorrow. Any non-perishable item, we can always use grocery items to replenish our food bank. Pastor, do you have something?
We have charge conference on the 23rd, and that's for our leadership. We have an ad council meeting, and the beginning of that ad council meeting will be a charge conference meeting with our district superintendent. That's the way it's being advertised, but we're inviting the whole church to be there. Anybody that wants to show up at that charge conference, you're welcome to do so. But the DS is called a special charge conference with the leaders of the church. So if you're on ad council, please make sure you're there. And that's on the 23rd, 7 o'clock. Thanks.
Thank you, Pastor. And just as a final reminder, please check the bulletin for other announcements and the meetings and activities scheduled in the life of our church for this week. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship. Thank you. I would now ask that you stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt from the Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, submit to him. Amen. Please remain standing for hymn number 2173 in your black softback hymnal.
Good morning, good morning. Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. Come on up here. Okay. Let's see now. You two go down that aisle over there, all the way to the door. You go to the door down here. You two guys go down that aisle to the door. And then face me. Okay, we're going to play Simon Says. All right? Come up a few steps first. No, Simon didn't say come up a few steps. Stay back there. Okay. Simon says, put your hands up in the air. Wave them around. No, Simon didn't say wave around. Okay, Simon says, wave them around. Okay, put your hands down. No, Simon says, quit waving your hands around. Simon says, put your hands down. Okay. Ask somebody to join you. Ask somebody to come out in the pew with you. Out in the aisle. Oh, okay. You got to wait till Simon says, right? Simon says, ask one person to join you. You got somebody specific in mind, huh? Okay. Now the whole point here is that no matter where you go or what you do, whether you're out playing with your friends, whether you're at school, visiting family, going shopping, going to the movies, no matter where you go, Jesus is always there. And we always have to do things the right way according to what Jesus wants. Well, the older folks, put your hands up in the air. Okay, right. They're paying attention. All right, Simon says, the older people, put your hands up in the air. Okay, shake them around. Simon didn't say shake them around. Okay, Simon says, put them down. Okay, back up. Oh, almost, Mike, almost. All right. Okay. The young people. Simon says, shake the person's hand next to you there. Okay. Simon says, turn in a circle. Everybody? Turn in a circle. Okay. Now, the young person, turn your back on the older person. Simon didn't say do that. Okay. Never turn. You shouldn't do that. Okay. Simon says for the young people to come up here and the older people to go sit down. You know what I like about playing Simon Says? I love being the leader because you've got to be really convincing when you want them to do something they're not supposed to do. But the world is really good at trying to convince us to do things we shouldn't do. So even when you're being tempted to do the wrong thing, always think about Jesus. That's why we come to church. It's why we study the Bible. That's why we have Sunday school. It's why we pray, asking the Holy Spirit to be with us. So we can always do the right thing, no matter where we go and what we do. God has a plan for our lives. Okay. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us go. Fill us with that strength to resist evil in our lives and to always do the right thing. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Okay.
Thank you, Diane and choir. I would now ask that our ushers come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you for all the blessings that you've given to us, and thank you for this opportunity to be obedient, this opportunity to say thank you, to show you our love and our gratitude with the giving of these tithes and these offerings. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless and multiply them. Use them and use us as you see fit for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And please be seated. Joys. Anybody have a joy? Okay. Tell her we said happy birthday.
I think we have a 66th wedding anniversary.
66th wedding anniversary. Wow. That's a miracle considering Elaine's only what? Elaine, 55, 60, 30.
Let's say
something nice. Yeah. Sun shining, 40s and 50s this week. Temperatures will be up and down for the rest of the winter, but I'm hoping and praying this will be the last cold snap. And it was a good thing we had the cold snap. It kills off all the bugs and stuff and ticks and... You know, it really does a lot of good for the environment. Thistle seeds. Okay. All right, you can just scatter those on the snow. Anybody else have a joy? Indoor plumbing, thank you. Yep, and, you know, that I am one of those statistics. Tuesday night, started feeling poorly and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was just about flat on my back and the flu, upper respiratory thingamabob. And today I just feel like a wrung out wash rag. So I won't be greeting afterwards. Not that I think I'm contagious anymore, but I don't want to get it back either. So there are a lot of folks going through that one form or another. So it's a joy that we have medicines, and I've eaten a box of NyQuil, and it's good we have that. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. For our concerns, pens and pencils, this is everybody's homework. God lays something on your heart, please keep it in prayer. But pray for our country and our country's leaders, all levels of the government. Pray for our church, that we would be all that God wants us to be, regardless of what that takes. Pray for the men and women in the military, their families, for those who are homeless. Pray for our pet shelters and our pets. Be careful with them, especially in this weather. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. Pray for first responders. We heard the sirens earlier in the service, and I hope you prayed. Pray for our law enforcement people at all levels, for disaster victims, those that have happened months ago, a year ago. Keep them in your prayers. People who have suffered from storms and from earthquakes and forest fires. Let's remember David in our prayers, and Wendell and Virginia. Keep them in your prayers. Anybody else?
The Hamilton and Haraburda families in our prayers. My friend Tiffany's mother passed away this past week after 8 years of dealing with dementia.
Okay, Hamilton and
Haraburda.
Okay, Hamilton and Haraburda families. God bless you. Who? Anybody else? Okay, was that Tom? Okay, Tom. Keep JJ in your prayers, Matt and family, Bob. God knows the details. Unspoken requests, just raise your hand. That's our act of faith. God sees that hand and knows the details. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we take a stand. We take a stand in the mighty, matchless, and strong name of Jesus the Christ, the living Son of the living God. Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus, who on the cross said, it is finished. Jesus, who is the right way. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, we just come against these problems. We lift up these people and situations into the light and love of your presence, because we believe that you are greater than any problem that anybody has, and that you love us. We believe that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We believe that. We believe that with you, God, all things are possible. All things. We believe in miracles. And so, God, we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise for answering these prayers for all these people, for all these situations. And, Lord, we will pray the prayer that you taught us. Whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Mark. Chapter 1, beginning with verse 4. Let us hear this word of the Lord. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Baptism. John the Baptist. Now that version from Mark, that was a lectionary reading. Today we have that dual thing going on. Today is the baptism of the Lord. It's also Epiphany Sunday. So they give you two sets of scriptures that you could preach from. We talked about the Epiphany last week. There's the nativity scene. The appearing of the Lord to us, Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh. I chose to go with the baptism of the Lord because it always intrigued me. Jesus being baptized. Let's see. Baptism was for the forgiveness of sins. Did Jesus ever sin? No. We believe that he's never sinned. Baptism. I like the way it puts it in our United Methodist hymnal on page 33. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered us without price. Baptism is about becoming part of the family of God. John was baptizing in the Jordan River for the forgiveness of sins. And I like the way it puts it in Matthew better. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 15 says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to stop him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?' And Jesus replied, 'Let it be so for now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness.' And then John consented." There is a right way to do things and a wrong way. So when I put my hands up like this, you say there is a right way and there is a wrong way. Okay, very good. That just may not sound like a big deal to you. It may sound like real common sense. But we live in a society today where anything goes. If it feels good, do it. And don't you dare complain about anybody. You're not allowed to criticize anybody about anything. Everybody's got a right to do whatever it is they want to do. And it's all okay. Well, guess what? Absolutely is. You know, it's just crazy. And yet, in our world today, it's unthinkable to do anything that would offend anybody else. Just kind of nuts. And I think the political correctness, I've said it before and I'll say it again and again. I think political correctness is just ruining our society. I think it's gone overboard. Baptism... it links us to God's mighty acts of salvation, right? And all those mighty acts of salvation culminate in Jesus. Jesus, who was without sin, came to John to be baptized in order to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus was telling us that there is a proper way to do things. There's an order to doing things. So there's a right way and the wrong way. in the church today, there are so many different... Scripture confirms Scripture. So if you read a passage like this about from Mark chapter 1, you can also read about it in Matthew. You can read about baptism in other parts of the Bible, and it will all confirm each other. And yet people all the time take a passage like an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. They'll take that passage and they'll go out and they'll do all kind of damage and hurt people in the name of religion because of that little passage, and yet they don't read all of it. You know, you need to confirm Scripture with Scripture. And our society is so out of whack. You know, Jimmy Jones thing, I don't know how many years ago that was, but he used religion and he had a whole bunch of people commit suicide. The wacko from Waco and the Heaven's Gate cult. How many of you remember the Heaven's Gate cult? I always love bringing that one up because it just really, really, it's so sad I shouldn't chuckle at it. But I'm thinking, like, what's the matter with people? Heaven's Gate cult, you know that? When Halley's Comet was passing our solar system, some guy convinced people using the scriptures and religion and science and all that, he convinced them that there was a spaceship in the tail of that comet. And that if they committed suicide at the right time, they would end up on that spaceship to live forevermore. And they showed up at these houses dressed in their finest clothes. And they laid on these cots. And at the foot of the cots, they had their suitcases. And they took poison. I don't know. You know, it's just really out there. But there's a lot of cults, a lot of denominations. There are people preaching today that there is no hell. You've heard me mention that before. You've also heard me say that there's the heresy being preached that everybody is saved. Everybody's saved. Universal salvation. One of the biggest heresies going on today. And yet the Bible makes it clear that not everybody's saved today. The Bible makes a lot of things clear. The Bible makes that real clear too. Jesus said, hey, listen, I'll show you. In John 14, verse 5, you know, we have Jesus first. He's telling the disciples, he's saying, listen, in my Father's house are many rooms, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you unto myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And he said, and you know the way where I'm going. Well, Thomas said, you know, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus in John 14, 5 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus was saying there is a right way. There is an only way. Making it real clear that there's a right way in life. So we tried to tell the kids, you know, Simon says, Jesus says, that's why it's important. No matter where we go and what we do, there's a right way to do things. And Jesus getting baptized when he didn't need to be baptized for forgiveness of sins was saying that there is a right way. There are wonderful traditions in the church. And Jesus started a lot of those. Jesus said that the things that I've done, you will do an even greater things. And Jesus, he was in church every day, synagogue. He prayed every day. He fasted constantly. He was up early in the morning. He was up late at night praying. He would pull apart into the garden, pray by himself. He would go up on the mountaintop and pray. And Jesus ministered to the hungry and the poor and the sick. He reached out to the people on the fringes of society. He didn't hang out with the most popular people. And he fought against the evil in society. All you got to do is read about what he had to say to the Sadducees and Pharisees. You brood of vipers. You whitewashed tombs. So he fought injustice wherever he found it. The traditions of the church are important. We don't forsake the gathering together. This is where we should be. to worship the Lord and to do ministry together. We study the Bible, we pray, and we fast. And we really need to do that. We usually do it just during Lent, but we need to do it more often. We need to follow Jesus' example. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus didn't come to fix the world. He came to fix you and me. There was a fella, a daddy, who was watching the football game. The Steelers were playing the Patriots, and they were just kicking the snot out of the Patriots. They intercepted Tom Brady 5 times. He fumbled a few times. It's my story, and I'll tell it the way I want to, okay? And this fella's little 4-year-old boy came over and said, "Daddy, Daddy, I want to play, I want to play." And his dad was saying, not now, I gotta watch the game, you know. And little 4-year-old just wouldn't quit. "Daddy, Daddy, I gotta play, let's do something." And the dad says, he looked around and he saw a magazine laying there. And on the front cover of the magazine, there was a picture of the world taken from a satellite. So he tore the cover off the magazine and he took a pair of scissors and he cut that picture up into a bunch of pieces. And he got a roll of tape. And he went out to the kitchen table and he put it all down at the table with the tape. And he told his son, "When you put that picture back together, then we'll play." And he went out and he plopped down and he thought, I can finish watching the game and watch another game before he gets that done. Well, in no time at all, the little boy come out with that picture all put together, just right. And his dad says, "You're only 4 years old. How did you do that?" And the little boy says, "Well, it was easy, Daddy. On the other side was a picture of a man. And when I put the man together, the world was all okay." When we do things any which way we want, when we do things because it feels good, it seems right, because it makes us happy, and we get all messed up. And we're not right. And the world's not right. But when we do things the right way, according to the Word of God, following Jesus, then when we're okay, the world around us starts to get okay. Because there is a right way and a wrong way. And we need to teach that to our children. There is a right way and there is a wrong way. Even if it ruffles feathers, even if it goes against the customs of our society, we need to teach our children that there is a right way and a wrong way. And we need to set that example for them to follow. God loves you, and so do I. Yes. I'm not firing on all cylinders today. Of course, when am I ever? But I'm going to read the names of our leaders. If you hear your name read, I would like you to come down front. These are the people who are going to lead our church into 2018. As we share the extravagant love of Jesus with the world around us. Church Council Chair, Tom Lanner. Vice Chair and Finance Chair, Ed Caswell. Council Secretary, Sarah Hawley. Lay Member of Annual Conference, Nellie Wanko. Alternate Member and Trustee Chair, Tracy Hawley. Church Treasurer, Nellie Brown. Lay Leader, Chris Grice. Associate Lay Leader, Tracy Hawley. Trustee Chair, Tracy Hawley. Staff Pastor Parish Co-Chairs, David Walker, Peggy Kooser. Church School Superintendent, Becky Platt. UMW Co-Presidents, Donna Weber, Dot Depp. United Methodist Men President, Mike Andreessen. Youth, Stephen Mannion. Stephen Mannion, Pastor Stephen, just a few days ago gave me his letter of resignation. He's going to be with us for about another month and a half, 2 months. But he has accepted a new position with a hospital near where he lives as a chaplain there. It's more money. It's closer to home. He drives all the way from Bethel Park. And he just feels that this is the right thing to do, though he wants to maintain his connection with the church. He says it has absolutely nothing to do with the church. It just makes more sense for him, and he feels that this is right for him to do. So we need to keep all that in our prayers. Nurture and witness, Ethel Rosenberg. Still looking for a pastor, a public relations person. Members at large, Debbie Weaver, Eric Platt, and Don Mannion. Board of Trustees, Tracy Hawley, Mike Osborne, Tim Saporito, Ruth Mance, David Platt, Tom Lehner, Neil Kucher, Rebecca Valerie. Staff, Pastor Parish Relations, David Pasipanke, Terry Yerkeson, David Walker, Peggy Kuser, Eric Platt, Cindy Painter, Laurie Saporito, Chris Grice, Nellie Wianco. Lay Leadership, Tom Lehner, Ed Caswell, Ethel Rosenberg, Peggy Kuser, David Walker, Tracy Hawley, Ethel Rosenberg, Dot Depp, Patty McGowan, Donna Weber, Chris Grice, Nellie Wianco. Finance, Ed Caswell, Lonnie Vogel, Alan Painter, Kelly Smith, Liz Collins, Ed Caswell, Kyle Bryan, Bill Park, Debbie Weaver, Lonnie Vogel, Debbie Massimino, Terry Yerkeson, David Pasipanke, Tracy Hawley, Nellie Bryan, and me. Outreach, Ann Osborne, Jason and Melissa Davis, Phil and Sandy Payton, Dot Depp, Cindy and Alan Painter, and additional committee members are Sarah Campbell, Tiffany Rudy, Bill Schaefer, Bernie Johnston, Ann Osborne, Becky Rudy, Connie Phillips, Mary Shoup, Connie Bickerstaff, Mary Reed, Judy Hensler, Sandy Lanner. And then our now committee, Nurture and Witness, is Ethel Rosenberg as chair. And then Becky Platt, Kim Platt, Penny Brandt, Laurie Saporito, Penny Brandt, Peggy Kuser, Wendell Campbell. We have Music and Arts, Diane Runzer, Liturgical Dance, Jennifer Dudick, Eileen Reynolds, Val Caswell. Sound Technicians, Josh Berger, Nellie Wianco, Carolyn Ralph, Josh Berger, Kyle Bryan, Fritz Runzer, Penny Brandt, Ed Lorenz, George Ralph, Bernie, and John Johnston, Jason Kirsch. Webmaster Josh Berger, Communion Ed and Val Caswell, team members Alan and Cindy Painter, Prayer Chain, Gene Barrett, Bulletin Ministry, Peggy Kuser, Acolytes in charge of that is Diane Runzer, Otter Guild, Peggy Kuser, Bernie Johnston, Flowers, Alice Hubert, Greeters, Bernetta Green, Ushers, Jerry Paul, Tom Lehner, additional committee members Krista Brown, Nellie Wianco, Connie Bickerstaff, Betsy Park, Kyle Bryan, Don Capici, Sandy Lanner, Becky Platt. And if you are in the choir, if you are a greeter, if you are an usher, we have the sound team. I want you to come to the front also. It means our sunshiners, bell ringers. If you're a greeter or an usher, now I got to tell you that this is the sign of a healthy church when so many people are involved in ministry in the church. You work for a while, maybe for years, and then you sit out here for a little bit and refresh, and then you come back up here and work, and it's a cycle. You are on the front lines for the church, for Jesus. And so, dear friends, you have been called by God and chosen by the people of God for leadership in the church. This ministry is a blessing and a serious responsibility. It recognizes your special gifts, calls you to work among us and for us. In love, we thank you for accepting your obligation and challenge you to offer your best to the Lord, to this people, and to our ministry in the world. live a life in Christ and make him known in your witness and your work. Today we bless, ask God's blessing and anointing upon all of you. So I'm going to ask you, do you this day acknowledge yourself as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, I do. Will you devote yourself to the service of God in the world? If so, answer, I will. Will you so live that you enable this church to be a people of love and peace? If so, answer, I will. Will you do all in your power to be responsible to the task for which you have been chosen? If so, answer, I will. Let's pray. Almighty God, pour out your blessings upon these, your servants, who have been given particular ministries in your church. Grant them grace to give themselves wholeheartedly in your service. Keep before them the example of our Lord, who did not think first of himself, but gave himself for us all. Let them share his ministry in consecration, that they may enter into his joy. Guide them in their work. Reward their faithfulness with the knowledge that through them your purposes are accomplished. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, and all of God's servants said, Amen. And now, my dear friends, rejoice that God provides laborers for the vineyards. Will you do all that you can do to assist and encourage them in the responsibilities to which they have been called, giving them your cooperation, your counsel, and your prayers? If so, answer, we will. God bless each and every one of you. God pour out his Spirit upon you and bless you not only in service to him here in this place, but God bless your homes and your families as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. 15 of your hymnal, Service of Word and Table 3. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, Lord God Almighty, for we were lost without you. We had rejected you, turned our backs upon you, and we were headed for eternal damnation. But you loved us so much, you saved us. You saved us through your Son, Jesus Christ. You saved us by being Emmanuel, God with us. And so we thank you for that salvation. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And on that night, Jesus, you had given up everything for us. Jesus, who else would have surrendered themselves like you did for us, for each and every one of us? And on that night that you would be betrayed, you had that last meal with your disciples, instituting a new ceremony, communion. And we thank you so much for what you've done for us, Jesus. We thank you. Blessed be your holy name. And God, we want to give you all the honor and the glory and praise. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So come, Holy Spirit. Come and have your way with us here in this place, at home, at work, no matter where we go, no matter what we do. Use us as you see fit, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this bread of life. We pray that you would bless it, that it would be for us the body of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this cup of life. pray that you would bless this cup, that it would be for us the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, this cup of salvation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, send forth your Spirit upon us right now and search our hearts. If there be any unclean way in us, we pray that you would cleanse us of that and lead us on the path to eternal life. Fill us, Lord, with a repentant spirit, that we may ask forgiveness of those whom we have hurt. Fill us, Lord, with mercy and compassion, that we would forgive those who have hurt us, so that we too may be forgiven by you. So fill us with your love, one for the other, and especially for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. We have the ushers, please. Everybody have one? Hold it up. The body of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We believe that it's still bread, but we believe that the very Spirit of Jesus Christ is in this bread and in this act that we do. Jesus is here with us. Take and eat. Hold it up. This juice is the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. That precious blood through which God looks at us and sees our sin no longer. This blood of the Lamb that brings us into right standing with God, the only way. This precious blood, our salvation. Take and drink. And now let's stand and sing. There, well, let's try it again.
There's a right way and a wrong way.
There is a right way and a wrong way. Sometimes the right way is difficult. Sometimes the right way doesn't feel as good to us. Sometimes the right way will ruffle feathers. It'll turn the world upside down. But as long as the right way is Jesus' way, it's all that matters. That's what's important. So, dear Heavenly Father, fill us with the boldness of your Holy Spirit, that regardless of what the world says to us, we'll always choose to do things the right way. So come, Holy Spirit, and guide us and direct us in the right way to fulfill all righteousness. Fill us with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.